What's up, everybody? I'm Joe. This is the Inspire, Create, Manifest podcast. And man, I wish I had a Christopher Walken accent impersonation, but I do not. But today, we're checking in on some wise words from Christopher Walken. If you knew how quickly people would forget the dead, you would stop living to impress people. If you knew how quickly people forgot the dead, you would stop living to impress people. And now, when was the last time you thought about the Queen? Serious? Right. But you remember, like, the day after the Queen died, and then the Queen's funeral, right? I don't know why here in America we care so much about the royal family, but when was the last time you thought about the Queen? Probably not that long. I mean, not recent. Probably not since her funeral. And she was the Queen. So with the exception of the people that love us, everybody else is going to forget about us really quickly. Yet we try to live for everybody else instead of living for ourselves. So, if you think that worrying about what Betty Sue and Bob and Tim think about you, they're not thinking about you. We think everybody's thinking about us. We think everybody's going to miss us and everyone's going to remember us forever. There are probably people that were in your life a decade ago that you haven't talked to, and you probably don't even remember them until right now, when I just said there are probably people in your life a decade ago that you don't talk to that are still here. But every once in a while, we worry about, oh, shit, what are they going to think? What are they going to say? What are they going to do? Do they know I have a podcast, and I talk to myself, and I pull oracle cards, and I call myself a manifestation coach. Oh, my God, what are they going to say? Who fucking cares? For a long time, I cared. For a long time, I allowed it to hold me back. And I wasn't happy. I wasn't being the best version of me because I was too worried about what's everybody going to say if they know I do this stuff. Until one day I said, fuck this. This is what I do. And if I can embody it and step into it and be the fullest expression of myself, life's going to be great. But I got to get out of my own damn way and say, hey, guess what? This is me. This is me. I might be a weirdo. I might be a weirdo, but I don't care because you're not going to fucking remember me. So why not live the best life that I can live? Why not be the best version of myself that I can be for the highest good? Yeah, I'm always going to say that, for the highest good. Because I want to be doing the things that I do for the highest good, to uplift and remind all of us that we're all the same. Yeah, all the same. And if we can all remember that and, again, get out of our own damn way and just say, this is me. This is me. I might be a weirdo, but this is me. And it doesn't matter if you remember me or not. And it's Friday, so that means there's a Friday homework assignment. And our Friday homework assignment is, over the weekend, can you be you? Can you start taking one step into that embodied version of yourself? Allowing yourself to fully express yourself. Allowing yourself to be seen. Not caring about what other people might say, think, or do. Instead, you taking ownership of you and saying, this is me. I don't have to go out and say this is me, but I know. I'm cool with me. I'm going to embody this version of me that is my highest self for the highest good of everyone involved. See what happens When you wake up tomorrow morning and your feet hit the floor, take a breath. Today I am embodying the highest version of myself for the highest good of everyone involved. I'm filled with love, joy, and abundance. Today is going to be an amazing day. And see what happens. Thanks for being here, everybody. Come hang out in school. Hit the links in the show notes. Schedule a discovery call. And I'll see you back here really soon.